This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The march of presidential primaries continues. West Virginia holds its tomorrow amid another war of words over coal mining and the fate of that industry. Hillary Clinton has said, quote, "We're going to put a lot of coal miners out of business," end of quote, although she did later apologize for those remarks. Donald Trump has said, also quoting here, "We're going to put the miners back to work," end of quote. For those who are somehow under the impression that a president or any given policy can sink or save coal mining jobs writ large, allow us to introduce the thoroughly bipartisan theory of market-based economics, which suggests that many coal mining jobs, particularly in the eastern part of the United States, are never going to come back. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Say you drive a vintage Model T, a proud workhorse of the industrial age, and then all these new, cheap, and efficient cars whiz by. For West Virginia coal, natural gas is leaving it in the dust. Charles Patton is president of the Appalachian Power Utility in Charleston. He told a recent conference that natural gas may cost just $5 per unit of energy.
Forget the clean power plant. You could not build a coal plant that meets existing regulation today that can compete with $5 gas. It just cannot happen.
Now four of the top five coal producers are in bankruptcy. But okay, let's imagine natural gas somehow struggles. Well, energy economist Robert Godbee at the University of Wyoming sees a bigger problem. U.S. demand for energy in general is soft.
In fact, it's been almost flat demand since the Great Recession due to, LED light bulbs. A lot of energy efficiencies, also the structural changes that are going on in the American economy. We don't have as much manufacturing and high electricity demand sectors.
So let's wave our magic energy wand again, and bam, coal prices rise. Well, the eastern mines still wouldn't recover, says Ted Bettner at the West Virginia Center on Budget Policy.
The coal seams are just getting thinner, so that means productivity is declining, so we can't produce as much coal with the same amount of people. We're just getting outcompeted by places like in Illinois and out west.
Keeping up would take super-efficient machines in West Virginia. But even there, the mining jobs would go away. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.